There were sighs of relief today when air conditioners and fans suddenly sprang to life. Power is gradually coming back online in parts of the northeastern U.S. and Ontario, Canada. But a day after North America's worst blackout began, there are still millions of people without electricity. So far, this has been an event that has left Americans largely unhurt, but shaken in confidence about the country's infrastructure. Elected officials of all stripes are calling for action to modernize the energy grid. New Jersey Governor James McGreevy, a Democrat, is among them. He spoke with us earlier today.
It was a clear, complete failure to allow an incident either in terms of Michigan or Ontario to trigger a blackout through the entirety of the Northeast. Clearly, the Department of Energy needs to provide the requisite safeguards. We all understand the importance, Melissa, of cooperating on the grid, sharing energy in a positive, constructive manner. But when there is a crisis, that crisis needs to be isolated or needs to be quarantined. We can't allow that crisis to have a devastating impact on the entirety of the grid.
The precise cause of the outage remains in dispute. NPR's Brian Naylor has been covering reaction to the big blackout. He has a roundup now of how the Northeast region is faring.
In Ann Arbor, Michigan, florist Lily Kittle is trying to figure out how to provide fresh flowers for a big event tomorrow.
We have a wedding to do and all the flowers are opening up. And what can we do? We have no refrigeration to keep them as nice as they would be.
At the Seneca Niagara Casino in Niagara Falls, New York, Grace Magadino said the quiet was unnatural.
The slot machines were silent and there was just no commotion, nothing.
The lights, along with air conditioners, refrigerators, and computers, went back on in millions of North American households today as the recovery from the continent's biggest blackout began. But for many others, the prospect of a weekend without power looms. Officials are calling for an investigation as to why the lights went out so quickly for so many. President Bush spoke at a photo op in a California national park as workers shoveled a hiking path behind him.
I view it as a wake-up call. You know, I've been concerned that our infrastructure, the delivery system, is old and antiquated. And I think this is an indication of the fact that we need to modernize the electricity grid. And so it's a good opportunity for us to analyze what went wrong and deal with it. We don't know yet what went wrong, but we will.
The outage is sure to become a weapon in Washington's debate over a sweeping energy bill now in negotiation between the House and Senate. The two versions are vastly different, and the Senate version does not contain the incentives for new power facilities that the House approved. But the negotiations are being led by Republican Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, a longtime booster of nuclear power and its place in electrical power generation. The chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Republican Billy Tozan of Louisiana, said today his panel would hold hearings as soon as Congress returns next month, trying to fix responsibility for the widespread outages that many experts had said could not happen. It remains unclear as to why some 50 million residents of Canada and the northeastern and midwestern U.S. saw their lights go out shortly after 4 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday afternoon. Some of the speculation centers on a power loop that circles Lakes Erie in Ontario. One official said the Lake Erie Loop has always been a big, big problem. Power was restored in parts of all five New York City boroughs. Residents of upstate New York had their lights back on, too. But the president of one upstate utility, Niagara Mohawk, said its customers would be subject to rolling blackouts per order of the Independent System Operator, or ISO, Niagara Mohawk President William Edwards.
It's important to note that these rolling outages are not a result of problems with Niagara Mohawk's system, but rather they are the ISO's method of rationing the state's available generation as customer demand continues to build. These rolling outages are happening for customers of other utilities across the state at the same time as well.
Despite the widespread power outages, there were few reports of out-of-the-ordinary violence or looting in this country. One death was attributed to the blackout in New York City, while the Canadian capital, Ottawa, had two deaths and some two dozen incidents of looting. While power is returning to many areas, the blackout continues to cause problems for millions. In Michigan, some power customers have been told they may have to face an entire weekend without power. Residents of Cleveland and Detroit have been told to boil their drinking water because their water pumps were shut down for a time. Airlines in the U.S. and Canada canceled flights, while Amtrak resumed some trains between Washington and New York on a partial schedule. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.